on the question of the co-secretariat, I almost repeat what I said at the task force meeting in Vienna, and it was like that we are very much honored for these thoughts, this initial offer, the possibility of getting into that function, because I think that's a good continuation of good partnership under other in other areas, the PEP, water and health, and so on. And also, it's a recognition of the special role that UNEC, but also UNEP, played with the Secretariat WHO in the past. We are partners in the process, but also in order to connect things and to try to avoid that there are overlaps. And so we always look at the documents, give feedback, and so on, as we do normal good cooperation between organizations. And I think because of that informal cooperation, we were now or will be asked in Ostrava to become a co-secretariat. On the one hand side, it's as I said, it's a honor and a recognition, but also rightly, as it has been said, it's a question of finances, of budget. In the past, the weakness of the process was that there was not always a balance between environment and health, and that maybe comes also because WHO is the secretariat and more on the health side, and maybe that's also now an attempt to bring environment in, and I still wonder why not UNEP was offered that or will be offered that, but I think we have to give an answer in Ostrava, and I depend on you. To be a little bit more concrete, so far we have been engaged with, I think it's 10 or 15% of one P3 staff, and some time of the director and some time of a chief of section, meaning attending conferences, preparing them, and so on. If we are offered now the role of co-secretariat, we have to really analyze what that means. Does co-secretariat mean a 50-50 sharing of the burden of servicing such meetings? In Vienna, I looked at the colleagues from WHO who were there in a great number, and I could not imagine that we would get another 4 or 5 posts to do the same. My suggestion would be that we should analyze what under the new government structure would be a role that UNEC could play. It must not be 50-50. We can play where we are, have some strengths, where we need to liaise to our MEAs, where we need to liaise to the CP, and so on. But I would say that needs a 1P3 post. 1P3 post that, of course, we do not have in the regular budget. We need extra budgetary funding, and I said in Vienna that it's all our ability to service, although we will be maybe invited, depends on the availability of funds. So more or less, I estimate now it's 1P3 post minimum that we need. And also I said that I feel we need the mandate given by the CP so that you are in agreement that we can do that. Because I imagine June is around the corner, we will be in Ostrava, maybe there will be a decision, or let's say in the form of the decision to offer to say, okay, UNEC, you can become co-secretariat. What can I say then? Should I again say, yes, I don't know if we can, we need to discuss it in CP, and that's why I go along with Massimo saying we should have more robust information on that, because I need to say something in Ostrava and I depend on you. Well, that's maybe for the time being what I want to say. Thanks.